can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that'll wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look, and he told us what.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. Oh, well, that jumped in on me, didn't it? I wasn't expecting that. My name is Thomas Gambill, and I am the host for the Watching for Jesus program today. From 4 to 6 p.m. And here we go. Boy, I got a lot of stuff for you today. A lot to catch up with. Today, I want to talk about the Iron Mount Report to a certain extent, which is part of the goals of the Illuminati, actually. It's all connected. Iron Mount Report. And then we're going to speak about a subject that very, very few people actually expose. I'm going to expose it today for what it really is. It's called the Wesak Festival. Nobody will touch out with a 10-foot pole. Well, I'm going to, and I'm going to expose what it really is. And this Wesak Festival is nothing what the major public has any idea about, of how evil, how entirely, I can't even think of the word to describe this total evil that resides at this Wesak Festival. People have no idea the significance. It's way beyond Bohemian Grove. It puts Bohemian Grove to shame. Everybody gets all, you know, out about Bohemian Grove. They want you to. They want you. That's why they allowed or helped their controlled opposition, Alex Jones, to get in. Or they provided him the film. Either way, it was set up that he would get that and present it. They want to expose Bohemian Grove. They want it exposed. Because they want you to see the world leaders operating in Bohemian Grove. Because that will show that the as their agenda goes, the globalists, to show you how weak the governments are, how evil the governments are, because they got something better for you. It's called the New World Order. See, that's once the worthlessness of all governments have been acknowledged, when that has been acknowledged and they're comfortable with it, then they're going to launch the New World Order. But they have to have chaos first. They have to show you that your government is just worthless. And this is part of using controlled opposition on the airwaves and the news and alternative news at the highest level. The Jones and Ikes and Venturas and all those, the Quails, they want you to know how worthless the government is. As a matter of fact, that's documented in their protocols and their lectures between 1873 and 1901, in lectures on how to bring about this New World Order. Part of it was to demonstrate, to show how worthless the governments are. So then they put secret for the time being until 1945 to 1950. Then they start letting you know, well, your government's an evil government and so forth. That took a generation almost. Now they've really escalated it. And I'll show you how that works today. This is documented. This is not speculation or a theory. It's in their planning process. You see. And I've got it in several locations, as far as it's not just one document or one researcher. This is throughout their planning process. They'd planned even world wars between 1914 and 1945. It went just as planned. And then after 1945, their plans and the phases was to then lock horns and start to diminish the effectiveness of the U.S. military beginning in 1946. Think back of the history. The communists, which are controlled our government, you see, and always has. It's just been in the background. We just didn't know it. So in 1945, it began. And they knew it would take two, maybe three generations. Well, let me give you an example real quick. As they planned the civil rights movement in 1712, they figured it took about 250 years in an eight-step program. Collar talks about this. I talked about that this morning on a radio program that I was a member of. Was a guest on. It was Barbara Mack. I've got it downloaded already on my website. It was like an hour and 20 minutes long. And I talked this morning, and they were very, very interested. And I learned a lot this morning, and I learned a lot from Barbara Mack. And I shared what I knew and had callers in. We all share. It's what we do. We just share. And she asked me on for the second time. And this time we talked about the attack on the family. In order to bring about world governments, to bring about world peace, Freedom Doors Ministries, Barbara Mack, Jesus in the Morning online radio, and how the American leadership, which is controlled by the Vatican and the Illuminati, by the way, has targeted the family to take down the country and destroy the Word of God. Do you not see this already? They're putting up a statue of the Baphomet of Satan in Oklahoma. Every bit of it is part of this agenda. Family, you got to wake up and get out of this denial and start taking action. And it's not about rebellion. That's ridiculous. Rick Joyner is about as full of mud as Jerry Boykin. They're part of the enemy anyway. They're Knights of Malta, secret societies. And they are the enemy. They are the part of this agenda that goes even to 911. Is Masonic sacrifice. 911 was Masonic. The Druids, the occult, was what took down the World Trade Center. set up in 1966 to come down all along. A lot of those floors were empty. Family, this is what's going on today. I bring up the raw truth. Why? Because I don't belong to anybody, no movement. I'm what someone called a loose cannon, and I shall remain so. My turret turns 360 degrees. Except I tell you one thing it don't do, and it don't shoot up straight. Because I am loyal to Jesus Christ. So nobody owns me except Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And why? Because that's a choice I've made. Doesn't mean I'm special at all. I'm just like everybody else. Sometimes I've made more mistakes than most. But it's a decision, a personal decision that you make to become born again. I made that decision because of all the mistakes I've made. I said, well, what you're doing is not working. So you might as well do something else. And God says, about time you come to your senses. And 1983, 84, when I was a company commander in the Marine Corps, I had a company, and I guess I was there for 2 months, and I started going to church, Maranatha Missionary Church there in Okinawa, Japan. It took me about 3 or 4 weeks, and they had me on my knees. Let me tell you what. Sorry for all the evil I'd done. That's when it started. I backslid a few times, I'll tell you, since then. But he kept there. He was patient with me, let me tell you. If he's patient with me, he'll be patient with anybody. It took me a while. When he trusted me enough, he put me on the airways 5 years ago. And they've been training me ever since. Because I allow it. Free will is what matters. It's what it's all about. Your free will. Your decision. Your choice. He'll help you along the way if he knows your heart's right. Me, I'd come to the end. Isn't that one of the definitions of insanity? Is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and would ask you, if you have an opportunity, twice each hour, to go to the TalkStreamLive.com and you click on that little green bar. And I think what pops up is a media player or something. You can use that if you want, or you can just click it, click off the media player, and then go into that picture, click it, and it takes you back into my website. Whichever you choose. But just clicking that green bar is kind of like a vote or something. And it has an effect on whether you go up or down, or up, rather, in the ratings. And you have like 90 ratings and give or take 80 or 90 ratings, 80 or 90 different shows, and you range yourself there. We usually are like at 23 to 25, sometimes 30s. It depends on the subject and so forth. I don't get anything for it. I'm not looking for personal whatever. I just want to know if I'm getting out and people are listening. That's all I really care about. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I am going to we're going to launch family into really another offshoot of the Illuminati goals and agenda. And we're going to go into specifically the Wesak Festival. Look it up now. W-E-S-A-K. This is a new age orientation type of festival. Family, this stuff is not covered in the Bible except for the occult, witchcraft. The fallen angels, the sons of God. Now you have the Wesak Festival. You want to know what's connected to the Wesak Festival? Genesis 6:2, Job 38:7. The sons of God of the Old Testament are the fallen angels. And family, listen, they attend this Wesak Festival by coming through portals that they opened up. They also attend like the UN meetings. They do invocations. It's done by murder, by sacrificing of children or a human being, by different methods of different levels. Depends whether it's earth, fire, wind, rain. This stuff is real. This is alchemy. This is not going to be in the Bible in specifics, but it is covered in the Bible as far as witchcraft. The ministering angels to Satan, and the fallen angels, the sons of God, that is in the Bible. And now I'm telling you specifically how they operate. Because they have to tell you the truth. I feel that tomorrow, those that keep track of what I talk about, I'm going to write it down, that tomorrow, and I need some comments from folks that know me, that I'd like to talk tomorrow about why they have to reveal what they're going to do before they do it. Specifically. I keep saying that, but people keep saying, well, I don't understand that. Why they got to tell you? Why they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it? So I can talk about that tomorrow in specifics. So let's dedicate the broadcast, and I want to get started. I really feel like hitting the ground running here, y'all. And the few of you that send me some emails and texts, if I miss something today, I don't mind if you remind me, or if I say something that's kind of what? And you say, what? Well, Tom, what was that? The day we think we know more than anybody else, or we're some kind of so-called expert, I don't care if they've got books or CDs, DVDs, or whatever. There are no experts in this field. There's no human being alive today, nor ever has been, lived. Was that proper English? Has ever lived that can debate the Bible. Nobody can except one. Who do you think that might be? That's right, Jesus. That's the only human. But he's also God, fully God and fully human. Come to us in human flesh. That's like the CEO, hypothetically speaking, of course, of the largest corporation in the world, whatever it might be, decides that, you know, I'm just going to quit and I'm just going to become a shoeshine boy. I'm just going to go and sweep the floors of various of my buildings. I'm going to be the floor sweeper. For the creator of the universe to step down and come to us as a human is what it amounts to being. The angels that are in heaven that come down as entertain strangers unaware because they may be angels, is luring themselves to from the supernatural to come down here to take on a physical body? That's what they do. The ones in Sodom and Gomorrah did. And, well, it was one that came down to fight the Assyrians in the Old Testament. He killed 185,000 Assyrians in one evening, one night, one day. That one angel killed 185,000 Assyrians. That's physical. The fallen angels that came down were supposed to be watchers. They let their lust get the best of lust. How does a supernatural being have lust? And they mated with the daughters of men and created Nephilim, NIV, with giants, King James Bible. Giants is preferred. They don't like to call them giants, but they were giants. You know those Egyptian statues that they find, and they're enormously large? That's the true-to-life size of the Nephilim. Others had these, what I call them, cone heads. Abominations beyond imagination. You see. Because of the DNA from the angelic race mixing with human carbon DNA, copper mixing with carbon, created these Nephilim. Get right down to the biology of it. They have different DNA in the body, causing hybrids. You understand how this works? This is amazing stuff. Today they've created Nephilim that's in the ground today, and they are very eager to come out. But they're kept in position until God removes a protective veil. It's a protective hedge. Once he removes it, they're coming out. and only the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, can they be defeated? It's not going to be some copper bullet, silver bullet. I don't know, tying garlic around your head or holding up a cross. Yeah, that kind of silly nonsense. Only by prayer and fasting. Only by prayer. Only by saying the name of Jesus and really having faith that you'll defeat these giants. David didn't have a copper bullet or a silver bullet or a cross that he holds up. How about that? Or a 25-millimeter man-packed weapon. You're going to run out of ammo anyway. With God, you don't run out of ammo. Holy Spirit's within you. That's eternal. But first, you got to ask him to come into you. It's called free will and repentance of sins, Calvinist. You're lying to your people. Shame on you. Shame on you. Repentance is necessary and having faith. Lord, today we come before you in prayer once again, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. And we dedicate this program to you, Lord, to spread your holy word, to open the eyes of all of us, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will lead us through these events that's happening today to show us what they're up to, what's going on. That, Lord, that you'll bring us together in the gospel. You bring us together in the truth. And, Father, the Holy Spirit will surround us, protect us while we talk, while we speak, while we share knowledge. And, Lord, that many epiphanies and prayers will be answered today, Lord. We pray for Janet's father, Lord, that you'll help his mind and help his body and heal him, his heart. And, Lord, we pray for Henry, Lord, that your will be done with him. We pray for his family, Lord. You spread the blood of Jesus around them to bring them together. Soften the hearts of those who have them hardened. And, Father, we pray for all the others around us, Lord, that the families that you hear them praying now and their hearts are praying while we all are praying now, that, Lord, you'll answer their prayers too as they pray. And they'll lift up their family members or friends or their particular situations. We pray for those girls in Nigeria, Lord, that you'll intervene and cause something to happen that'll have them to be released. That, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, that they'll be protected to calm their fears and bring together their families in the glory of God. We pray for those families that have victims of the ferry and victims of the fires, the water, the avalanche that happened, and all these tragedies that's been perpetrated on purpose, Lord. We know that, to open up these portals, the release of human souls, that, Lord, that you'll shut down those portals. And, Father, you shut down this Wesak festival with your mighty power, that, Lord, you'll cause them problems, derision, and division. And maybe, Father, to bring a storm over this Wesak to close the portals that they'll not be able to operate. Father, we pray against this festival coming up. But, Lord, your will be done. We know that many are slipping away. Father, that those that do slip away, that for those with a heart that's looking, Father, you'll accept divine appointments to lead them in the right path. Father, we pray for the veterans coming back. That, Father, you'll protect them to guard their minds, their thoughts, heal their bodies from these psychotropic drugs they've been given. Father, to silence those voices in their heads that's caused by this technology. That, Lord, you reverse it. Send it back to those sending it to them. And destroy their technology that's causing this. And, Father, to set up divine appointments that a family member or friends or loved ones or even a stranger will come by to witness the love of Jesus. They'll renounce the sins. Forgive themselves. They must forgive themselves, Lord. And some of them don't think they can. But they need help in guiding them to that path. Father, we pray for these children and those being identified and abducted for these sacrifices coming up. That, Lord, that you'll protect them or get some released. And, Lord, that those others taken, Lord, that you'll bring them to your bosom and comfort the families of having the loss of loved ones. Father, we do pray that you'll bring the awareness up of these churches. Those that's using these Bibles as heresy, that the King James Bible is the only true word of God, Lord, and they don't know. And others, Father, are being deceptive. To expose these ones deceptive, to bring the congregations up with power, to bring these congregations up to have courage to speak out, to demand that they be given the true word. And Lord, to touch the hearts of these Masons, Freemasons, and other secret society members, to bring their awareness level up, Lord, to touch their hearts to renounce that blood oath, to deliver their homes from the clutches of Satan. These things we pray, Lord, and we plead, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, and we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over ourselves, those praying, Lord, to hear their prayers and their families and everything that belongs to us, Lord. We ask you for the giant warrior angels, those to be loosed from heaven, surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around these witches and warlocks and wizards and Satanists and all the like. To break down that wall protection around the WESOC and to tear it to pieces. And Father, we ask you that you break the power of all curses, these hexes and vexes, the spells and charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control. And these jinxes to be destroyed, these potions, bewitchments, death and destruction, the sickness and pain, and the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains, and everything else being sent our way, or our family members' way, and return it, and the demons to the senders right now, back to them, in sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we do pray that these lost souls, that they'll find the light of your Son Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask the Holy Spirit to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son Jesus, so they may be set free from these bondages of Satan. And that's why, Father, we pray on. We pray on that belt of truth. That, Father, it brings us the wisdom and our counselor, our hope and our strength, and everything we need each day. Father, we call upon you to put on that breastplate of righteousness on those angels that come down for us. That it shows us the truth about ourselves. That on our own, we can never be good enough to live in your presence. But through your Holy Spirit, it guides us. And we thank you for taking our sins to the cross and offering it ourselves, your perfect, righteous life. Father, to show us how to put on the sandals of peace. To show us how to help others to find that same peace as we trust and follow you. To put in our arms a shield of faith for heaven to help us to have faith in you. To count on this faith to guide us through these coming times and the word that you've promised us to happen. Lord, we pray on that helmet of salvation. And we thank you, Lord, that it protects our minds from deception. And, Father, it puts our guide for today's battle and for all eternity. And finally, Lord, we pray to put in the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God in the King James Bible. We thank you, Lord, for the Scriptures that you've given us to memorize. And show us what you want to cut through the deceptions and gain the victory in any battle we may face today. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, we are at war, but it's not the war that militia thinks we're fighting, or even Oath Keepers or the veterans. They don't know. This kind of war is different. And this is the same kind of war they were fighting over there, but they didn't know it. That the enemy is not just the enemy shooting at them, but the enemy is also the country's governments that all work together in the first place. I've talked about this many times. Now, if you all sense that I'm breaking up here and you're listening to me, you might try a different radio player or something, or media player, whatever they call it, or reboot or something. If I'm breaking up for others, let me know. For those that usually send me some kind of notification. And so we can move along. I am recording everything. You can get it on archives and so forth. I want to move into right now the news. And oh, we got some articles today I want to talk about. Oh, no, I hate doing that. I told you so. I really don't like doing that, but I, you know, maybe I shouldn't do that, but some of these I told you so is right here, and I'll tell you what, I told you so. First of all, I'm going to go to one thing to another. Now, all this is connected. It's all connected to this one conspiracy. Okay, first of all, people are involved in this rapture thing going on. Everybody, Christians, okay, I mean, atheists and others, they don't, not into it anyway. But Christians are fighting themselves. In discussions, debates, Christians are getting mad, angry, hanging up on each other, blocking, all this sort of thing, because of arguments about the rapture. Pre-trib, mid-trib, pre-wrath, post-trib, no trib. I pick number 6. I don't know trib. Because nobody, I don't know. Nobody else knows. So nobody else knows. They can't tell us anything. So I don't think anybody knows. Matter of fact, what the Bible says, no one knows the day or the hour. And they don't. Now that's just the rapture. Well, can anybody tell me when the tribulation is? No, you can't. Now, there are people saying it's already done. They come up with all this calculations and give you about 2 pages of, well, 70 AD, and they have this, all these figures. I'm just, oh, it's nonsense. We haven't even entered the first seal yet in the 7 years. Hadn't even started. It's that simple. They come up with all these explanations and zigzag and whatever, like Gail Sayers. Oh, you don't know who that is, do you? Some of you older folks might. Oh, Chicago Bears. Anyway. Zigzagging, all kinds of scientific formulas and scriptures that they corrupt, pervert, misinterpret on purpose. But they can never tell you when the tribulation is. Now, you got this Mark Blitz or whatever, and you got Hagee or something or another. This guy have no idea what they're talking about. I'm telling you right now, there are no 4 blood moons. So you buy that book, you're wasting your money. It's a waste of absolute money. You buy that one with Chuck Baldwin, Romans 13. That's a waste of money. Because Romans 13 stands. Done. End of story. And the Purposeful Driven Life. That's a New Age book written by a New Age pastor named Rick Warren. He's a self-professed member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And the others are preaching like Rick Joyner and Chuck Baldwin and all these others are preaching out rebellion, like boom, boom, shoot them up. And the others are preaching rebellion. Rebellion for what? Who's going to take over? They don't have anybody. There's nobody to take over. They preach rebellion, but they don't have anybody to take over you can trust. Okay? Same thing here, kind of, in a way. You're talking about the pre-trib. When is the tribulation? About the rapture. When's the rapture? Pre-trib. When's the trib? Don't know. Yeah, I didn't think so. They don't know when. So tell me something, Christians. What sense does it make arguing, discussing, getting mad and debating and all this other stuff about when the rapture is when you don't even know when the tribulation is going to be? What sense does that make at all? You see, the Bible is very, it's written in such a way that nobody, not even Satan, who has no wisdom and no discernment, can tell you when any date is going to happen. It tells you what is going to happen, but there's no way you can figure out a date. Oh, they come up with all kinds of formulas, and I'm surprised they haven't used 3.14 pi times square r, e equals mc squared, and whatever else. And, you know, but it doesn't make any difference. They can never figure it out. Nobody has, and nobody will. But I'll tell you what you will do. You'll know it when it happens. You know why God did that? So Satan can't figure it out. Satan wants to know how much time does he have. He wants to know when's he going to be sent to hell. The fallen angels, oh, they really want to know. But they're not going to. That's why they want to get a Christian to put a spell upon themselves by getting involved in the world. By fear and worry. Other means I've talked about before to open up portals. They can get inside by possession. So they can spy. That sounds weird, don't it? But it's true. So you Christians out there, man, stop your arguing about the rapture because you're arguing about something you don't even know about. Nobody does. So what sense does it make? And you don't even know when the tribulation is going to be. So how can you discuss the rapture? You see? And about the Bible. It boggles my mind. It really does boggle my mind. People read these other Bibles, NIV and ESV and New American Standard Bible and all these others, and they're missing verses. The verses are gone. They're not even renumbered. The number is missing. Matthew 17:21. You got Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:22. Where'd 17:21 go? Oh, look at the footnotes. Then it says go to Mark 9:20. Oh, it's ridiculous. There's over 227 verses missing. So this is like having a textbook. And you say, well, I'm going to sell this textbook on eBay. And you start tearing out pages, right? And missing pages. And you sell the book. Now, somebody's reading that book that they paid, you know, $25 for, they're going to want the money back. Why? Well, you tore out the pages. So? Well, I want one with all the pages. It's the same thing. Anyway. That's my commentary there. Now, back to the news. Beep, 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 beep. I don't have any news kind of noise, but I'll make it myself. This is all so amazing. Here you got Henry Kissinger is confronted on the depopulation agenda. You know Henry Kissinger, right? Harry Kissinger?
Yes, I'm Harry Kissinger. My name, no, I'm not Bill Clinton. I don't smoke cigars. My name is Harry Kissinger. I'm as old as the hills. I've been around a long time, and I'm a murderer. We know that, like Brzezinski and all the rest of them. Okay, that same Kissinger. Oh, he's definitely a murderer. There's no question about that. Depopulation plan, 1973, NSSM 200. Alexander Haig and Kissinger, two of the most evil men also, to depopulate, to murder, to kill. I call it for what it really is. Well, 1973, and to forward it, to continue it, another Luciferian named Billy Bob Carter. Billy Carter was a president, I believe. Global 2000. He's no Christian. He's a Luciferian, like all the rest of them are. All of them.
Forget Republican, Democrat, and all that silly stuff. Family, you're dealing with Luciferians and secret society members by their own quotes. Global 2000 forged the depopulation plan. And if you look up depopulation, that means to kill off. Now, they're justified in their minds, as other murderers and rapists and other people are, that they're doing the right thing. That's a little sick, but that's what they do. To reduce the population where there is no overpopulation. They are lying to their own people. There's no overpopulation. That's a lie the Rockefellers put out. So that the elite will say they're doing the right thing by murdering millions of people. Brzezinski confirms this, by the way. Have I not played that before? Have you not heard Zbigniew Brzezinski? And I've played it many times. I ain't going to play it now. But where it says it's easier to kill a million people than it is to control a million people. The past couple of days, I've talked about how the feminist movement, other movements in America, Edward Bernays and Freud and all these movements they've got to control, to set up their agenda. That was the control part. Well, let's be more specific. Instead of just throwing it out and ranting and raving about it, let me give you something exact here, and we'll move on to the news. But these are side trails I give you as I'm heading toward the Iron Mountain Report and the WESOC Festival. We're on the way there. And I go down these rabbit trails sometimes, and thank goodness I got people to keep me on track. I just get that way because I'm trying to tell y'all as much as I can. But keep in mind that because every conspiracy, if you look up 33 conspiracies proven to be true, that's what we're talking about. They're all connected. Every conspiracy is simply a step in the outward manifestation of Lucifer's determined rebellion towards God as executed by his human agents. That's what it boils down to. But in the meantime, George Orwell said in 1984, quote, football, beer, and above all gambling, well, now you could probably add in TV and video games and everything else, filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. Unquote, George Orwell. And George Orwell also said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And then when Zbigniew Brzezinski comes along, he says, because now people are politically awakened, it's easier now to kill a million people than it is to control a million people. It's easier to kill a million that control. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. It's not about terrorism. It's not about communism. It's not about World War III, which is ridiculous. It's about killing people for Lucifer. Now, here is, I'll give you a little segment of this encounter. Just to hear some of the words. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But just to give you an idea, and I'm going to comment on this ridiculous encounter about Luke Randowski, another fraud like Craig Fitzgerald. Here we go. Listen to this so-called encounter on YouTube. Hold on a minute. Whoa. All right. This is supposed to be serious. It's supposed to be serious encounter with Luke Randowski and his entourage of cameras and Henry Kissinger. As if Henry Kissinger is unprotected. Well, let me show you how they do this. Here we go.
Kissinger, can we get a selfie, please? A picture? Just a quick picture. Just me and you. But also just, hold on. I'm sorry.
So it's Lewandowski in some kind of meeting with Kissinger out in the...
Depopulation should be the interest of the world. You said depopulation should be the highest interest of U.S.
Kissinger keeps walking.
And I've cited a lot from you. Can I get a quick picture with you, with my friend?
What did you mean by depopulation should be the priority of U.S. foreign policy for the third world? What did you mean by that, Mr. Kissinger?
I wrote a thesis on 300 years of Russian-Chinese relations and cited you so much. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Okay. So now Kissinger gets through this as if they didn't check him, and he runs like 20 blocks to chase down Kissinger. It's so ridiculous. And so there shows a camera, and they're running down the streets of New York or wherever the heck it is to catch up with Kissinger. And then they finally get there.
Exhausting work.
These Freemasons, Lindowski and the others.
What it takes to get some of these.
They scripted out YouTube. And then they finally encounter Kissinger at some hotel.
Hey.
Out street.
Simple question. What did you mean by depopulation should have been the priority of U.S. foreign policy against the third world? Shame. I'm not wanted for mass murder in different countries, unlike you, sir. How does it feel? All the millions, all the dictatorships, all the overthrows.
We will be held accountable for them one way or another.
Okay, enough of that nonsense. Okay, now people that don't know will say, good job, Luke. You chased him down. You did the right thing. Oh, baloney. Family, it's all set up. It's like Henry Kissinger saying, well, when are you going to get here? I'll pay you later. It's to show the worthlessness of all governments. It's to show that we are on track. We're going to defeat the Illuminati. These people can be chased down. They can be held accountable for what they're doing. Oh, baloney. Family, the only one's going to take care of this is Jesus Christ. Nobody else is going to do it. And what to do these little videotapes for and put it on the YouTube and make it viral is to make it look like they're vulnerable. You see, this it's all played acted. It's all a bunch of baloney. Same thing for Rakoff, same thing for Kokesh and all the rest of it. It's all to slow you down, to pretend to be on your side. It's called controlled opposition. You think for 1 minute bodyguards wouldn't have kept him back? You got to be kidding me. You think for 1 minute this individual Randowski would not be blocked at the entrance? You got to be kidding me. And the interview with, what's his name, Fulford? He's another one that's a fraud. And Zagami, they're all frauds. But see, they're required to tell you ahead of time what they're going to do. It's to make them look like they're vulnerable. Like the one where Rockefeller's coming out in a wheelchair. Oh, they do it up really well. Alvin Airport, he's being pushed by one of his guards or whatever in a wheelchair coming out of a national airport somewhere. And this interviewer comes up, Mr. Kissinger, you're not going to get away with it. The New World Order is blah, 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 blah. And even gets in the face of the driver and in the car, even gets inside the car. Come on, you got to be kidding me. It's to make him look vulnerable. Because you're going to hear where the Illuminati is going to be arrested or ran out or defeated and all this. It's called placating you. It's called the dialectic. Don't be fooled with these people. Because they're heading toward another dialectic. Back to the news. I just got this one today. The title of it is Outrage, as Portland police officers handcuffed a 9-year-old girl, took her fingerprints, and detained her for an hour over a children's fight. Latoya Harris' 9-year-old daughter got into a fight April 26, 2013. That was a year ago. With two other girls outside a boys' girl club in Portland, Oregon. Oh, Oregon. Child Euthanasia Act being passed there. International Rights of the Child. Oregon. Now, that's interesting. Anyway, the mother of one of the girls called police, demanded Harris's daughter be arrested for hitting her child in the face. So you got Officer David McCarthy and Matthew Huspick. I'd love to check the Freemasons Lodge's roster and see if their name's on the Freemasons roster. They questioned the girl a week later. That's still not 2013. And arrested her on fourth-degree assault charges, a 9-year-old girl, and handcuffed her. Family, this is a year ago. It's a white-black issue. Family, this is to instigate. And now this thing will be printed all over the United States. It'll be shown to various subgroups. And this will be used to stir their fervor and separation division. This is how the media works. It's not two dumb cops that arrested a 9-year-old girl. It's two that was told to take advantage of the situation or set up. So get in the news and you'll read it. And then they bring it out a year later, bring it up again. About the same time, they're trying to divide us up by race. So they'll print these articles to do this. This is how the media manipulates the public. They're trying to do another civil rights, black on white issue to divide you and keep you all working to keep your minds off the fact that Chinese troops, Russian troops, they're passing a euthanasia act in Oregon. So you won't look at all that. It's called distraction. Family, don't let them do it. Focus on what they're up to, what is really going on. Don't let them distract you. All this is just played out. And they'll use real people, and they'll just pick on somebody, so it'll be put in the paper to keep division going. How these people, these Freemasons, do this, I don't know. If I'm a professional cop, I could never be a Freemason to do the right thing. I'd renounce a blood oath and say, this blue protection, you cops out there are Freemasons. Or you cops out there that are not Freemasons, you better watch your back. The blood oath of the Freemasonry overrides any kind of friendship or anything that's a blue protection. That's secondary to the oath of the Freemasonry. You cannot trust your partner. I'm telling you right now. It comes down to that blood oath in the lodge that overrides your friendship and your cookouts. They're bringing in felons. I know this for a fact. Once they declare the North American Union, they're going to eliminate all the police officers nationwide. That's not part of the New World Order. They've got over 175,000 troops, felons, former felons trained. You'll find them start releasing them nationwide. And they're trained in Christian Identity, ADL, Blackwater. They'll get private security jobs. Wait in the day they can put on an national police uniform. Look up the American police force in Hardin, Montana. Hitler did this in the 1940s. Operation Paperclip brought over 10,000 Nazis to set these things up in the 1940s. It will happen. Right now they're waiting. This is where you get these cops that kill the animals. Somebody's dog just blows them away. They're doing this to show their power. It's coming. You cops out there, you better watch your back, because they can set you up. If you're a good cop, you'll be set up. I'm telling you right now. Y'all probably think I'm crazy right now, but when it starts happening, you'll know it. Now, this morning, when I talked on this radio show about putting the police and so forth in the schools, it was initially set up for that false flag named Sandy Hook. And so that justified putting police, security, armed M16s and whatever else in schools, certain schools, to get you used to it. Why are they there for? Well, they're there to protect the children from the shooters. Yeah, well, the shooters are controlled by the Illuminati. The shooters are controlled by microchips and Prozac. That's proven. That's a done deal. So they're not there to protect the children from the shooters, potential shooters. As I said this morning in this radio program I was on, the cops are there using the false flag of a Sandy Hook to justify their presence in the first place, so you'll want them there. But their real purpose there is not to protect the kids from shooters. their real purpose there is to protect the school from the parents that want to take their kids out when they start the mandatory vaccinations and start teaching them this all this junk, Common Core and all this other or other sexually explicit material and deny the Holocaust and all this stuff that kids are like, what? And they want to go home. They say, Mom, it's not right what they're teaching us. And the parents are going to come pick them up. I'm going to get my kid out of school today. They got mandatory vaccinations, HPV or flu. I told my kid not to get one. They're making them take it. I'm going to get my kid. You mind also? No, I don't mind. Go ahead. So let them off work. And they go flying down to school, but they're not going to be able to pull their kid out. Because they'll be protected. They'll be trespassing. That's already happened. Okay. In Portland, Oregon, this week, Portland superintendent criticizes unhappy parents. Now, why are they putting this in the newspaper? Why are we here in North Carolina or California or South Carolina, wherever, it went viral, care about some Portland superintendent that criticizes unhappy parents? What is that about World War III? Is that about, I don't know, some mass murderer or some legislative bill that's going to affect? No. It's about a Portland superintendent, some school in Portland, that criticizes unhappy parents. We're all interested in that, all 50 states, apparently. Well, yeah, I'm being facetious and critical myself of this nonsense. But Portland superintendent Carol Smith has criticized a group of parents for their complaints. And this is in the article now. This is in the article. This is so played out. I got to read this again. Oh, man, this makes my head hurt sometimes. Portland superintendent Carol Smith has criticized a group of parents for their complaints about an African-American principal and recommended diversity training for them. Ed Bernays would be so proud. And, you know, he was a nephew of Sigmund Freud. Freud was an avatar of the fallen angels like Gestalt, Plato, and all these other wackos. You heard me right. Because they're Luciferians. And that's a fact. They were in the occult. Edward Bernays set up all this mind control and all this public opinion switching, controlling back in a long time ago. Smith, this superintendent, is backing Metropolitan Learning Center Principal Makara Traham, whatever, in the conflict with parents at the Portland Alternative School, the Oregonian reported Wednesday. They filed complaints and spoke against her at school board meetings, criticizing her leadership style and blah, 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 about K-12 school. And so the superintendent, showing her power, criticized the unhappy parents. It's showing the power the schools have, letting you know that you're on the receiving end. The district's 47-page investigative report in response to parents' concerns offered an interpretation. Parents seem to be used to a school where they make or contribute extensively to all decisions, administrative or otherwise, and we're now upset because Traham is taking a strong leadership role in the decision-making process, said Tubb, an outside investigator hired by the district. They're showing their power. So don't you think we need the International Rights of the Child? Yeah, that's what they're trying to bring up, too. Now, you know, I talked about the breaking up of the families before, and this morning I was talked about it. Well, just sure enough, a couple days ago, Alabama woman sued to get marriage recognized. Here you have a little boy. You have two women that are married in Alabama. Alabama, it's called the Bible Belt, y'all. You know, the one that had slaves in 1711 to 1860s and beyond. Yeah, that same Bible Belt. But still, in the Bible Belt, they're coming after you. The Baphomet statue in Oklahoma, taking down the Ten Commandments, getting North Carolina to pass the same-sex marriage. Now, Alabama, they're suing. When they sue NAACP, ACLU, who cares? They're all the same bunch of ball of wax. They will get it passed, and that will become president until such time they'll make federal. That's how they do it. Dated photo provided by Carrie Searcy, whatever. Searcy sits with partner Kimberly and their 8-year-old son, Kaya, at their home in Mobile, Alabama. Searcy and McKeon filed a federal lawsuit Wednesday seeking to force the state to recognize their out-of-state marriage so they can both be legal parents to the 8-year-old son. The suit contends that Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage and refusal to recognize such marriages from other states violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which, by the way, is not in effect anyway. The Constitution was rendered null and void in 1938 under a federal ruling, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, even though it's a phantom, is rendered null and void in any national emergency, thanks to the National Defense Authorization Act 2006 and one that Obama put through, too. Family, they got this covered. Don't these lawyers know this? Anyway, yeah, they do. This is about breaking up the family. Do these people know it? Probably not. They're being used as pawns. They don't have a clue what they're involved in. They have no idea of what's coming. Whoa. Well, oh my goodness. Alabama is one of 30 states that have passed amendments to their constitutions limiting marriage to male-female unions. Alabama's amendment further stipulates that the state will not recognize any same-sex marriage from any other jurisdiction. So that's why they're suing them. Y'all get ready. The lawsuit is the latest of a nationwide surge of litigation on behalf of gay and lesbian couples in the 33 states which do not allow same-sex marriage. Advocacy groups say more than 70 lawsuits are pending. Advocacy groups say more than 70 lawsuits are pending, including several in which the federal judges have struck down state bans. As long as you have laws that support the biblical principles, that means people have the opportunity to choose their direction. But when the states, when the governments change the laws against the Bible, God's going to pull away like they took the fruit of the tree. What did God do? He kicked them out of the garden, didn't he? Yeah. Man, you're going to get kicked out of the garden here in America. The more states promote, and that's what they know this. They know the tight control that a prayerful group has. But once you change the laws, the opportunity to do the right thing goes down the tube. Once the opportunity is removed, God removes too. And then he'll allow a nation that doesn't even know his name take over that country. That'd be us. We always had tyranny in this government. You just didn't know it. You're going to know it. How do you fight this? Well, you get groups together, go against these bills. You all stopped Governor Perry in Texas from passing the mandatory HPV vaccine. Took you 2 months, but you did it. Up in Oregon. Where's Ron Paul at? That's Rosicrucian Ron Paul and Rand Paul. Why aren't they screaming and yelling about the foreign trade zones in China that belong in, that's in the United States? They own our property. They own tens of thousands of acres in every state, including Idaho. They own the state. They own our debt. How come this Ron Paul and the others with him aren't raising Cain? Because they're part of this lying agenda. That's why. How come no one's bringing up this euthanasia bill and slam dunking it out of here? Tell them to stick it up the wazoo. Belgium passes it where children can elect to kill themselves. Don't anybody see the insanity of this? Apparently not. I don't hear any kind of news coming up that the groups have gotten together to stop this bill. Not a word, not a whimper. Matter of fact, it's the other way. It's getting it passed. And the free basing of marijuana, that's coming. Oh, they're sneaky. Hey, sneaky, let me tell you. How about that cigarette, that electronic cigarette that's got the batteries or whatever in it? I don't know. I saw some people smoking it the other day. I call it your individual miniaturized water pipe. And miniaturized microchips, right? Well, I remember in the days when I was in college, I'd see these old hippies out there with these water tubes, look like mortar tubes, and they're sucking on this thing and the air blubbing and I don't know what else, these big old suckers and whatever. Now they got them freebasing it, freebasing cigarettes, right? And this little electronic cigarettes, different flavors. Well, here's what they're doing. Yeah, they're going, when they legalize marijuana, they're going to put marijuana in it. That's going to really make driving safe, isn't it? Oh, man, these people think ahead, but we don't, do we? Mm-mm-mm. Now, y'all forgive me now, I guess, but I'm going to tell you, I told y'all so. Past 5 years, I've been telling y'all so. I've been telling y'all that the militia, which is probably despotic anyway, made up of foreign troops no matter what, and mercenaries, and the other patriots, whatever. I've been saying for 5 years being infiltrated. Oh, no. Well, we had, Tom, you're crazy. We've not been infiltrated. We got, really. Well, May the 8th, Thursday. The feds have had the militias infiltrated since the 1990s, and the agent provocateur problem got so bad that most went underground. It'd be standard procedure to infiltrate a situation like the Bundy Ranch. Well, they don't have to infiltrate the Bundy Ranch. The Bundys are Illuminati anyway. So they'd make sure that their infiltrators would be protected. You know, they work both ways. They lied to their fellow ranchers, pretending like they're rah, 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 let's build this tyrannical government, and so forth and so on. They're Illuminati, family. They're trying to pull you all out. This one infiltrator says, although I've never served in the military, my work has allowed me to befriend plenty of fine men and women who have. And for the record, I appreciate the service of each and everyone and every time. And even if I may disagree with their particular politics, to voluntarily sign up for a program that could result in them making the ultimate sacrifice takes special kind of courage and blah, blah, blah. When you think about those who served the nation's history, words like courage, honor, and sacrifice comes to mind. Unfortunately, there are also those who would dishonor their service with deceit, while stealing the valor of those who've actually paid the price to attain something difficult, like Ranger Tab. And the Bundy Ranch security head, Ryan Payne, is one of those guys. While claiming to be a ranger and knowing enough of the lingo to be initially convincing, Payne maneuvered into a leadership position of the Bundy family security team, according to this report. His motivation, can only be speculated, was infiltration. Let's get down to it. Well, this is just one of many throughout the United States. And what they'll do is they'll provide the weapons. They'll talk them into, you five here, you're the lead in this rebellion. And they're like, well, yeah, you hear that there, Elmer? Yeah, we're the lead, by golly. Yeah, we are. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, we are. Now, we want y'all to go to that post office and do a little shooting. Well, yeah. Yeah, we do. I'll provide you the weapons, ammunition. Now, let's plan it out. And the CIA or FBI agent or whatever will set it up. And you'll read about it later. They'll demonize all veterans. That's how they do it. It's called false flag. That's how they do it. Within the United States, we're being put against each other. Again. And they're just falling for it because the blood oath, because it's rah, rah, rah nonsense. Been led down the path. It really makes me angry. I'm a former U.S. Marine, a captain, when I got out, company commander, and et cetera, et cetera. So I know what I'm talking about in this military operations and strategy. And I trained law enforcement when I got out, and physical security, force protection, anti-terrorism. I've been there. Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, Congo. Chicago. Everything with O in it, I guess. Washington. Subcontracting, State Department stuff. I got out of it. Tired of seeing all this nonsense. It cost me now. It cost me. Not being a Freemason cost me two jobs. One was a manager job. One was a teaching job because I wouldn't be a Freemason. I refused. They tried four times to talk me into coming to the lodge. I said, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. And then they drummed me out of there. It was a physical security company and comes out of Memphis, Tennessee. I was up in Indiana as security manager for a contract that went with the BP oil refinery up there in Indiana. I found out that the head of this security company was a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. I said, Lord, what are you doing to me? I said, this can't get worse. He was. He was a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, for goodness sakes. Anyway. Family, this is serious what's going on. You know that, sort of changing subjects, but not. They're coming out with a digital tattoo. That is the mark of the beast, by the way. Now, the digital tattoo. Notice the word tattoo. Digital tattoo is your mark of the beast. The Verichip, man, I don't like needles, do y'all? I don't like needles. And putting that big old digital, that Verichip thing in there, I don't like that. But you got tattoo. Now, tattoo comes on, it's permanent. But now you get the little kids. Don't they want a Spider-Man tattoo? Yeah. Superman? Yeah. Batman? Yeah. How about on the ladies and the gentlemen and so forth? The tattoo, that's normal. All the sports heroes have it on their arms, don't they? Yeah, they do. You get the idea here? That's why they're pushing these tattoos. And let me tell you now what I'm leading up to. I always lead up to something. I lead up to something. I set the stage. That's kind of how I do it. Recently, there was an interview of Julia Roberts on one of these shows. That woman that short hair, she's coming out, lesbian, whatever. What's her name? I can't even think of her name. Shirley, Julie, or something. Anyway, Julia Roberts is being interviewed on this talk show. And she starts talking about her tattoos. And Miss Kansas, going back to the Miss America pageant, wore a tattoo. Everybody's got tattoos. See, the professional stars, basketball, football, are encouraged to get tattoos so you can see them. It becomes commonplace. Why? Because the mark of the beast is going to be a tattoo. That's how they do this. Oh, man. Isn't that something? Isn't that a hoot? Yeah, this is how these people work. It's how they work. So I'm heading down the track here. I'm going to get to now. Okay, here we go. I'm just getting warmed up. Actually, the problem is putting out as much as I can, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to tell you the honest to goodness truth about these things. And then I don't want you to believe me. I don't want you to. I want you to go check it out and prove me wrong. You see? Now, this is not for me. It's for you to find out. But to do this, you must separate yourself from organizations, movements, loyalty to man-made organizations, movements, and parties and all whatever else. and to find the darn truth. Why is it so difficult? Why is it so difficult to find the truth? How these people on these talk shows and other TVs and so forth, how they know that they're being told what to say. And they want to talk about freedom when they're slaves to the Council of Foreign Relations or the Knights of Malta or the blood oath they take. You're nothing more than mere slaves. And you know when you do wrong, you know when you lie, that's got to hurt your soul. It's got to put a wear on you. Family, they're coming out now that this Ukraine thing is World War III. That is utterly impossible because their plans, Albert Pike planned, look it up. Albert Pike planned World War III already in 1871. And World War II, World War I and World War II went exactly as he had planned in 1873. Conceptual terms. It went exactly like he set it up. So what makes you think that World War III won't do it too? They've already set that up. Late 1800s. I'm going to tell you what it is. World War III is not the Ukraine. It's not the Putin who works with Obama, works with the Vatican, works with the rest of them. They all work together. Family, they're lying to you on the TV and the news. They all work together. Now, they're setting up a nasty, false World War III. But it's not the real one. Oh, they may drop a nuclear bomb. I don't know. They may have some nasty things happen, and they'll call it World War III. And those like Hagee and all the rest of them will say, oh, it's Armageddon. Well, if you look up Armageddon in the Bible, you see that's way false. That completely discounts anything he could ever write. I won't tell you what was planned in 1871 for World War III. I'm going to tell you what it is. But they can't bring it forth until God allows them to. Here's the plan for World War III. Now, if I read to you World War I and II, it went exactly as they had planned. Oh, what the heck? We got time. The First World War, as planned before August 15th, 1871, was supposed to go as follows. Quote, the First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsar in Russia and making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used to order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions. Unquote. That was written in 1871 and went exactly as planned. Second World War. A continuation of the first one. Quote, Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascist and political Zionist. Now, family, this was set up in 1850s. Communism goes back to May the 1st, 1776. Y'all get my point? Karl Marx received a document from Clinton Roosevelt in 1848. Clinton Roosevelt wrote it in 1841. Clinton Roosevelt was ancestor to FDR. 1841, Clinton Roosevelt wrote, plagiarized the science of government founded on natural law, passed it on through Manzini and Freemasonry, passed it to Karl Marx to plagiarize that document and call it the Communist Manifesto with Engels. That's how they formed communism. You got it now? So, the Second World War, quote, must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between fascist and political Zionist. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. Boy, that went well, didn't it? Continuing, during the Second World War, international communism must be made strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would be restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. Unquote. Now, watch this. Communism build up, right? World War II, right? 1945? How about this? General Douglas MacArthur, in 1950s, his memoirs. First of all, as in World War II, and the Chicago Tribune kind of went out on their own this time. They weren't controlled during that period of time. And they blamed the Council on Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, for their ill-advised entry into the first police action called the Korean War. Quote, Chicago Tribune. The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. Unquote. Now, watch this. It's interesting to note, then, that Taiwan, which was Formosa, was ready and willing to cross the channel and retake Red China. See, Taiwan was a free Chinese, and Chiang Kai-shek was exiled in Taiwan. He had a 500,000 men, and they were ticked off, too. And they wanted to come back to China and free their country from their communist hold. And they would have accomplished that. However, the communist was not to be removed from power. Quote, General Douglas MacArthur. The possibility of Red China entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June. The order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, that means blockade it, which in effect protected Red China mainland from the attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces of 500,000 men, unquote, Douglas MacArthur. So the State Department, under orders of the Vatican and the Illuminati, blockaded Chiang Kai-shek to stop him from crossing over and invading Red China to make it free again. Slam dunk. Matter of fact, Douglas MacArthur goes a step further. He says, and I quote Douglas MacArthur, the Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who, less than after a week after North Koreans crossed the 30th parallel, which, by the way, routed the 25th and 26th Regiment of the Army. They were routed out on the right flank of the Marines. There was 9 divisions of Chinese moved down to South North Korea. And that was ugly. 9 divisions. That's a lot of Chinamen. It's a communist. Anyway. The Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who less than a week after the North Koreans crossed the 30th parallel, offered the State Department an advance force of 33,000 troops that could be embarked for Korea within 5 days after the offer was accepted. However, the suggestion was politely refused. Formosa was at that time a member of the United Nations and therefore could have been represented in the United Nations force, but the American government would not tolerate such a move, unquote. The plans in 1950s helped to foment Albert Pike's letter to make sure that the agenda for World War II would happen. That's irrefutable. Now, here comes the Third World War. It's planned and it it hasn't happened yet. Here's the Third World War. Quote, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Agent Orr of the Illuminati between political Zionism, Zionists, and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and by the way, that's descendants of Ishmael, hint, hint, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, that's the descendants of Jacob and Isaac, hint, hint, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist. Here's where the Nephilim come from. Here's where the super soldiers come from. And the atheist. This is the second seal. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilizations, the multitudes disillusioned with Christianity. So you got to downplay Christianity, which they're doing now. Whose deistic spirits will from that moment on be without compass or direction. Anxious for an idea, but without knowing where to render its adoration. Will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Brought finally out in the public view. The manifestation which will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time, unquote. That's coming. That's leading into the 7-year tribulation, by the way. So when they're talking about Third World War in Ukraine, hey, baloney. That's not what it is. Will they have a war? Yeah, probably. Won't be World War III, and darn sure won't be Armageddon. Armageddon's between Jesus Christ and the transhumanized supernatural army of the Antichrist 7 years after the first seal is broken. And we're not even close to that yet. And yet these Hagees and all the rest of them are going to say this war in the middle, in the Europe or Ukraine, is World War III, Armageddon. They interchanged it with Gog and Magog, Armageddon, World War III. They can't make up their doggone minds. And they write these ridiculous books about it and lie to people. And it torques my jaw bad. See, sometimes I can't even speak. Family, do the research. Look up Armageddon. Man, call these people to task. Send them email. Send them, get on the YouTube and say, you're book is baloney, but you need to find out yourself what Armageddon's all about, what Gog and Magog's really about. You can't trust these preachers today. You can't trust these so-called prophets today, and it's not going to happen. Challenge them, man. Get up off your butts and get out there and start studying and researching. Read that Bible. Go against these acts that they're putting out. Find out. Forget about Flight 370, for goodness sakes alive. They're always bringing up Lewinsky. Oh, for goodness sakes. You got to be kidding me. They're bringing up Lewinsky again. If they didn't want to use her to keep you all busy, they would have murdered her like they did Chandra Levy to keep her quiet about that congressman or whatever. That's how they do it. They want her alive so they can use her to keep you all busy about cigars, cigarettes, and Tilparellos, Lewinsky and Billy Bob Clinton or whatever. And they're bringing it up again. They must be getting tired and bored to start bringing up things that's 20 years old. They run out of material. Family, get with it. Pray. Now, we'll talk more about the news tomorrow. I'll move on to my next segment, but I've got 30 minutes to go. Oh, about the church. Pope Francis says atheists who do good are redeemed, not just Catholics. Now, why do you say something like that? because they're trying to diminish Roman Catholicism and Christianity. I just finished telling you what they were doing. This is how they're doing it. Pope Francis is a murdering Jesuit, like Pepe Orsini, Grey Pope, and Adolfo Nicholas, or whoever it is now, the Black Pope for the Jesuits. These are Jesuits, the destroyers. Family, your Catholics better wake up, man. You better wake up, y'all. You better wake up. Well, looky here. I got another article. Where'd that come from? It says more Hispanics are leaving the Catholic Church because they're getting disillusioned. Well, imagine that. What a coincidence. I do my research, family, to try to bring the truth to people. Remember I talked about the depopulation plan? How the HPV vaccination, for example, is used to reduce the population and sterilize your children, and it kills them. Japan and India have stopped the use of the HPV vaccination, and these lying doctors and lying nurses are saying, oh, you need to get your HPV shot. Wrong, because it kills. The Gardasil kills and destroys lives. It is there to sterilize your children. The doggone it, and want to cause it to, just like Perry tried to pass it, make it legal in Texas, 2010, I think it was. He failed. Depopulation. Sterilize. It causes miscarriages later in life, like 21, 22, 23 years old. Don't y'all care about this? Don't y'all care that your child is going to be able to kill themselves when they have the Child Euthanasia Act passed in Oregon? You got 5 or 6 states ready to jump on it. Belgium already passed it. Don't people care about this? Don't they care? Well, the fear of economic blow, quote, as births drop around the world. I think the depopulation plan is working. They're just not telling you how they're doing it. It's called vaccinations. It's called the food. It's called the depopulation plan by Kissinger and Haig and Billy Bob Carter. All Luciferian, all total evil, and Global 2000, depopulation plan. D, look up the word D, population. It means kill, just like Zinoviev Brzezinski said. I'm not real good at mincing words. Well, family, Iron Mountain Report. And then we're going into Wesak Festival for the next 30 minutes, like I said it would. I talked the past couple days about the Illuminati 21 goals and whatever. Y'all can read about it yourself. You can find it. That's all I do is research. I tell you on the air. I mean, it's just simple. Y'all can do anything. Anything I can find, anybody can find. Come on now. It's only me working, and I got people that help me send me articles and all that, but I don't have any team or whatever except for that'd be my team. Some people I've not even met. Some people I've talked to, not met, a different. But we're just have things in common. They send me articles. We all work together in that regard. And the Facebook, I've got people working that. But nobody's paid. Nobody is connected. We're not in the same office. None of that stuff. We work individually because we care. I don't have a team here next door to me or sipping me stuff. I don't have all that. I live by myself. Well, sort of. I got a cat. Family members that come in and out. But anyway, I do this with a little setup here. That's all I have. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. Well, doggone, do it. And start educating yourself so you educate your family about what's going down. Iron Mountain Report. Now, this goes in line with what I'm talking about, the wars. They knew World War I was coming because they planned the darn thing. Each generation of Illuminati set it up. I've proven that. World War II, They planned the darn thing. And they set it up. Each generation of Illuminati. And I proved that one. Churchill, J.P. Morgan, murdered 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania, May the 7th, 1915. By design. I have documented where they have planned war wars between 1914 and 1945 in the Illuminati's own textbook. Family, I got reference at the yin yang to prove what I'm telling you, how so orchestrated this is. Well, they knew after World War II and the set up war of Korea to lose, the set up war in Vietnam to kill your troops and demoralize the United States, that's what it's all for, and to bring drugs into America, put drugs into black communities for many reasons, and the Agent Orange to cause cancer, that was the purpose of it by design. I can just go on and on about what they did in the 1960s. Well, they knew that peacetime would be for a while until they could set up World War III between Islam and political Zionism. Our Illuminati tried to jump ahead by starting World War III in the 1960s. That's what the attempted sinking of the USS Liberty was all about. And blame it on Egypt and get started, but that was not to be allowed. It's not part of the plan. Well, here's the point. In 1960-61, JFK, who later came around, and that's what got him killed to try to stop this agenda, he actually set up what's called the Iron Mount Commission. So after he's murdered by the Vatican and by the Freemasonry and by the CIA and Mafia and Timbuktu, Elmer Fudd and everybody else, trying to kill a man that's going to change things, as they did with Martin Luther King, as they murdered Malcolm X, as they murdered Bobby Kennedy, all swept through, murdered by the same people, the Vatican, the CIA, the Pentagon, the whole doggone lot of them, killed four great men. I didn't agree with Malcolm X's politics, but he was not working for the Freemasons, Princeton University, Princeton-affiliated hall, the Boulay Society. He wasn't working. He was working for his people. That's what I respect, not the political ideology, but the fact he was honest about it. I respect that. Well, that's why they murdered him, because they couldn't get the World War III started, and their civil war, races against each other, they couldn't get that started either, you see. I had to throw that in as a bonus. Now, the Iron Mount Report was to determine how to control people in the time of peace until World War III could be fomented. So war was the best way to control people, determined by the Carnegie Peace Foundation in 1909. Norman Dodd was sent down there to look at the records of that meeting in 1909, he took the records out to look at them on how to control people. They found that the best way to control people in 1909 was by war. That's when Andrew Woodrow Wilson and all set up World War I. The best way to control people was war. But how to control people in time of peace? That was the sole purpose of the Iron Mount Commission. Well, somebody of that those 15 engineers, social engineers and experts, 15 of them, started talking about brainstorming for about a year on how to control people in the time of peace until the war, World War III, could take place. In the meantime, how do we control these people? Somebody in there said, this is not right, and let a copy of this report slip out, because LBJ, the evil man he was, just like FDR, LBJ, Nixon, Reagan, the whole doggone lot of them, Illuminati. Oh, absolutely. Every one of them. He classified this document so it's not to be given out to the American public, but it made it way out. Isn't God amazing? Yeah, anyway. So it made it out in public, and they printed it, Leonard Lewin, and they said, pull that sucker back. They couldn't do it anymore, you see. It's already out. So he had to write a retract on it, say, oh, it's just a hoax. Yeah, it's too late now. I'm going to give you some of those objectives. on how to control people in a time of peace until the World War III could be fomented. Here's what they come up with. And I'll do this quickly so I can get to the Wesak Festival, because you need to hear about that. Dean Rusk, Secretary of State, an Iron Mountain panel member. Dean Rusk was a member of it. It's no small thing. It's on that level. It's not a by the way little bit of history I pulled out. This is significant. Now, the Iron Mountain Report, in summary, you can find it anytime you want to, but the report's basic conclusions, which was released around 1967, was that lasting peace was probably unattainable, and even if it could be achieved, which they did want to anyway, they didn't know about the plan of World War III, it would not be in the best interest of a stable society to achieve it. 108-page report had the following agenda items. One, create environmental hoaxes to keep people worried about the ecology. Thus, the global warming hoax, using HAARP to change the weather. Number two, spend massive sums on space exploration programs. There's also to foment a belief that space travel was possible and that the extraterrestrial hoax is also possible. That's what NASA is, a nestbed of Freemasons. And von Braun was used to foment NASA. Yeah, you got that? To spend massive sums, number three, on arms control inspection programs. I don't have to explain that one, do I? Number four, create a UFO scares of invasions by extraterrestrial enemies. Thus, the elaborate UFO and alien hoax. These aliens are fallen angels. They're demons. And some of these four-star generals and others, they know this already. But they don't have the courage to speak out about it or invoke the name of Jesus when they're around them. And they know what I'm talking about. Oh, you're going to love the next one. I've lost track. One, two, three, four, five. Number five, encourage blood games for social purification. You know what blood games are? Mixed martial arts. Professional wrestling, professional football, the ultimate survivor, all these things. These scripts they have on TV, Survivor Africa, Survivor whatever, all these are blood games. They even have movies about it. It controls people. If you don't believe me, look at the stands and tell me it don't. Now tell me the difference between blood games today and the gladiators of the era, Rome era, is not much. Has serves the same purpose. So all in all, a comprehensive social welfare program directed toward maximum improvement of general conditions of human life. That's to control people when they become apathetic and complacent. It works. Social welfare, pensions that are given out, and food stamps. All this is control people. And boy, it does. A giant open-end space research program, quote, aimed at unreachable targets. Notice the word unreachable targets. That should ring a bell for you. And how about a permanent, a ritualized, ultra-elaborate disarmament inspection system and variants of such a system? Disarming, gun control, national armies being disarmed, F-15s and F-18s that have defective chips in them. Hint, hint. Coming from China, making sure that Patriots won't be flying those planes. And putting microchips in soldiers and Marines. You got 22 suicides per day. They're orchestrated. Voice-to-skull technology. Technology. Notice the word I said, technology. Justify disarming the veterans. George Bush, 2006, Veterans Disarmament Act. If you're diagnosed with PTSD, they had this all set up. Omnipresent, a virtually omnipotent international police force. Anybody say UN? How about this one on the political agenda? Quote, an established and recognized extraterrestrial menace. Unquote. They've already got it set up. Since when? Since 1897. Look up Thomas Dewey. John Dewey, sorry. Reagan talks about this five times in five speeches. Extraterrestrial menace. It's a hoax. The aliens you're going to see aren't aliens. They're fallen angels. They're demons. That's what they're hiding from you. How about a, quote, massive global environmental pollution? Does that sound a little familiar? A setup? How about fictitious alternate enemies? Does Al-Qaeda come to mind? Hezbollah? Controlled by MI5, MI6, Mossad, and CIA? ISI controls all these fictitious alternate enemies? Yeah, they do. Absolutely. I know that for a fact. Al-Qaeda operating in my region in Kosovo. Al-Haramain, RHIS, protected. Oh, yeah. You even have Hillary confirms that we financed them. She confirms it. I can play it right now if I wanted to. You can find it if you want to. Brzezinski, Hillary, they're part of forming Al-Qaeda. Go read it. Listen to her. Say it in testimony. How about programs derived from Peace Corps model going overseas to help people? No, control people. It's a modern, sophisticated form of slavery. How about intensified environmental pollution? How about new religious or other mythologies? Scientology is a good example. To create new religions. That's part of the Iron Mountain Report summary. How about socially oriented blood games? I already talked about that. Or a combination of all those. How about a comprehensive program of applied eugenics? Here comes the Rockefellers. And Zygmunt Brzezinski. Now that is a summary. Look up. Report from Iron Mountain. And go to section 7, the conclusions, and then get an idea, and you'll find out exactly word for word what I read to you today. I read it, family. I gave you the quotes out of that report. And I could go deeper in that, but I'm not going to. Don't need to. Y'all getting the point here, by the way? Okay. The Wesak Festival comes up starting tomorrow. This Wesak Festival, family, this Wesak Festival, they don't have funnel cakes there, let me tell you what. The Wesak Festival is overshadowed, as planned, by the Bohemian Grove fiasco of all our presidents and CEOs and all these running around naked in the woods and peeing at every little tree they want to and doing whatever else with the boys in charge on their little playground. And the Alex Jones guy, he was either allowed in there to take video so you could see it, or they gave him the video, but he's supposed to expose it. That was supposed to be exposed, to take your mind there, to show what they're doing, to show how worthless our government is. That's the long story short. They want you to know about Human Grove, but they don't want you to know is about Wesak Festival. And I just, for the heck of it, if I don't get through what I want to talk about today, I'll start tomorrow with more about the Wesak Festival. Family, they say this Wesak festival is a building of a global bridge between the physical, emotion, mental, intuitional, atmic, modatic, divine planes. The Wesak ceremony is a great labor of building a communication line between matter and spirit. No. Let's call it witchcraft, invoking demons into this world. Now we got it. Okay, now I understand. Or among the seven planes of existence. The ceremonies that the masters are performing with advanced initiates and disciples is a process to create a tremendous electromagnetic field to invoke or evoke, to receive or assimilate, radiate his energies, demons, on all planes. Not only on the human level, but also on the seven cosmic physical planes. We're talking about biology, chemistry, alchemy, quantum physics, to bring those demons, those fallen angels, and from the second heaven right here to the first. As a matter of fact, your UN does this. The UN does this in their meetings. The Bilderberg, the Club of Rome, bring those demons into their actual meetings to run those meetings. You understand this? For example, when they form the five-pointed star. Family, we got 50 of them on our flag. They chant certain mantras, whatever they talk about. I don't think it sounds like an auctioneer, but it's pretty dadgum close. They expand their antennas, their antakarana. The antakarana, or the rainbow bridge, is a bridge between our physical realm to the supernatural of the overlord, Satan, and fallen angels that Helena Blavatsky got, Ellen G. White. Am I crossing planes here? I sure am. Alice Bailey, who talked to Amoria, Saint Germain, Hilarion. These are fallen angels. You want to find them? Good. Genesis 6:2, sons of God of the Old Testament. Job 38:7, sons of God, but only in the Old Testament, are the fallen angels. It's in the Bible. They created the hybrids. Family, the hybrids today is a Merovingian bloodline. Queen Elizabeth II and her whole entire bloodline goes back to the tribe of Dan, all the way back to when they were your fake Jews today in Israel. Now you know why God's going to clean it out. 144,000. When he comes back, he'll take Jerusalem over. Now you see how this all comes together? Boy, I just ticked some people off today. Now, their antakarana is the rainbow bridge. Antakarana, or the group antakarana, into the higher cosmic ethers. That's the second heaven where the demons reside. Seven principalities. Let's get with it. Now, they absorb the energy of Cyrus. In other words, when the age of Aquarius and all that sort of thing, it's real. There's no doubt it's real. The almanac tells them exactly when these stars and constellations are in position. The power of the universe is great, and by human sacrifice, murder, fire, water, human sacrifice, children, whatever, they absorb the life force in order to manifest into this realm. Or the UN building, where they have a seat specifically. You understand that? This is what's going on today. This is why the abortion. This is why the sacrifice of human beings in mass, because they absorb that physical flesh. They did not want you to know this. Now, that's why they got to wait for certain. Sometimes if they don't make it because God won't let them, because you're praying them out. You got it? You're fasting and you're praying and they miss. They have to wait 100 years or 200 or 500 or 10 years. They got to wait till the next time is right. When they invoke a demon in the cemeteries and all that sort of thing, it's real. But But they can only do it between 2 and 3 in the morning. They can't do it before or after. These are the secrets of ancient mystery religions. Now, check this out. Listen carefully. They make 7 formations as they form 7 symbols. A circle with a point in the center. Can anybody say target? A circle with a point in the center. 2 circles and a cross within the inner circle. Oh, a triangle within a circle. Oh, the lights are going on, aren't they? A triangle with 3 petals superimposed and extending beyond the 3 sides of the triangle. Can y'all say the Fleur de Lis? Can y'all say Orleans Saints or Boy Scouts? Uh-huh. You're going to love number 6. A 6-pointed star. Can anybody say the Star David? That has nothing to do with God. It got nothing to do with David neither. That 6-pointed star, the Star of David, is a crest of Solomon. It's used for blood sacrifice and invoking demon spirits. That's the purpose of it only. The symbol of the Jews, Hebrew Jews, is a menorah, the candlesticks, not the Star of David. Somebody tell Hagee to get his mind off whatever he's doing and get back to the real life and get rid of his stupid books. And know the Star of David is a cult. It's witchcraft. Somebody got to tell him that. I don't know what's wrong with that boy. And the 7th one is a 5-pointed star. It's called a pentagram. Does that sound familiar? I've exposed a lot today. The 3 basic symbols, though, you need to know. You're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Is the cross, the triangle, and the circle. And these symbols, as their textbook shows, does something about creating energy to allow possession, to allow open and invoking spirits, demons. That's what they're for. So they're made to be normal, putting logos and all different things so you'll get used to it. And the Wesak Festival, I will cover it tomorrow. I need to do that. I will cover it again tomorrow because I got a lot to talk about that Wesak Festival to expose it more. I think I need to do that. And I got some stuff on how to participate in Wesak and what it really results of participation to expose it. And then you know what to pray against. That's taking action. If I just tell you about the Wesak, that's teaching you. That's not doing any good. But to expose it and rebuke it and correct it, there you go. Now you're talking. Family, all this I've talked about for the past 2 hours is all connected with a new world order. Everything. From the news to this supernatural mumbo jumbo is all true. You won't find this in the Bible, but you have reference to it. It don't belong in the Bible. The Bible is about redemption and salvation. And only through Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, Calvinists, start teaching the truth. Repenting of sins to Jesus Christ. He's your advocate to God, only through him. Oh, before we go, I definitely want to remind you that we have our broadcast played up at highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he plays our shows and Bible studies randomly on his 3 towers up in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He has sponsors up there, and he wants to grow. So for you all up there up north, look up highpointradio.net and contact John Kirkler and see what you can do to help him. Also, we're played at at KBLU Radio. KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, simulcasts on his network as well. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And family, I appreciate y'all going to TalkStream Live and clicking on that green bar, and I'd like to keep it moving up because if it moves up, people are going to come in and listen. Family, I don't sell nothing. I have nothing to sell. Nothing. I don't do that gold and silver and freeze-dried, out of whatever. I don't know what. Family, it's about Jesus Christ. And if you don't have a Bible, I don't sell them. Go buy you one. King James Bible, Cambridge edition. Start studying, reading, and getting ready. Family, because if God wants us to go on another 100 years, okay, fine. Either way, there'll be rewards and there'll be judgment. Of that, there will be no escape for either one. Family, be on the side, the right side. Take Jesus as your Savior. That is the bottom line of everything I've said. That's the most important thing I could say in my 5 years of talking about the Illuminati or Iron Mountain Report or whatever. I'm trying to show you how they operate so you can stay away from it, so you can identify with it. You can go against it and not work for it. And my warning to the Masons is not against them. It's trying to warn them that they will be assassinated. They will be executed once the Great White Brotherhood has total control. Chapter 15 of the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, they will execute all Freemasons. It is going to happen. They're just not telling them that right now. I'm trying to warn them. Psalms 34:21. It tells you. Family, y'all have a good night. And know through Jesus Christ you win. If it's not this decade, not 2 decades or 3, well, so be it. But if it's next week, what are you going to do? If it's next year, what are you going to do? If you die in a crash or something, what are you going to do? You better have done it before that. You need to do it now to give your life to Jesus. It's only Jesus. When this alien thing comes about, oh, it'll be a lot of confused people. And they're not going to want to believe you either when you try to tell them it's demonic. Y'all better get ready now. Get your strong. Y'all have a good night. I got to go. See y'all tonight, 7:30, Bible study. Hit the ground running, y'all. And tonight, 7:30 to 9, Bible study. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Y'all have a good night. God bless. This is The Watchman, signing off. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into good night, God bless, and when I sign off, the broadcast will continue 24-hour loop with previous shows. Signing off.